the other 19 managers together.
Hello, welcome back to another episode. Today our focus will be Billy Gilmore and finding an idol to study and clone and best help your development. This isn't the only way, I think, but it's a good avenue for some people. Obviously, you want to try and be as unique as possible and be yourself. But in development, copying someone and studying and trying to clone them can have a really, really good effect. So I'd like to welcome Billy Gilmore to the podcast. Only joking. He's too busy banging two goals in against QPR, 7-1 Chelsea. No, he's not really here, but we're going to talk about him. So, this boy burst onto the scene to people who aren't Chelsea fans before COVID struck. He played against Everton in the FA Cup and also Liverpool. I think he nutmegged Fabinho and just absolutely ran both games. Jorginho was suspended or left out. And Billy just ran the game, sat deep in that holding role. He's just got more about him there than Jorginho has. Jorginho can't cover the ground, but also maybe it's mentally, maybe it's in your brain. Maybe Billy is more adapted and can play that role better. Maybe George reacts to danger and Billy is proactive and will stop it before it happens. But I wanted to delve into Billy's childhood and his progression through the Rangers Academy and then when he transferred into the Chelsea Academy. So, first of all, his parents, he's got very caring parents, very grounded parents, you know, not too pushy. Realise that this is something that he, that is the most important word in this sentence, that he wanted to do himself, not them pushing him because they want him to be a millionaire so they can have their mortgage paid off. He wanted to be a footballer. That was his dream. And growing up in Scotland, he has quite openly said that he based his game and he studied Xavi, Iniesta, Fabregas, sometimes David Silva later on in his career. So basically Barcelona and Spanish players. He is quite open in saying that their style of playing has moulded how he plays, and you can see that. So back when Pep Guardiola had his amazing Barcelona team, so from 2008 to 2012, when they were winning, you know, domestic leagues, domestic cups, absolutely embarrassing Man United and Arsenal and teams like that in Champions Leagues, Billy would have been 9/10 years old. So at that age, where he was already quite advanced as a footballer, he was starting to notice these players and notice that him and them were very similar in stature. I mean, at the moment, obviously Billy is still growing. Men statistically grow, I think I've got this right, until they're 21. Girls stop growing, I think, when they're 16. Obviously, give or take the others, there's differences there. But yeah, Billy is 19 at the moment. He is 5'6", very slight build. And Iniesta, Xavi, Fabregas, David Silva are in the same mould as him, aren't they? Body shape wise, stature wise. So this young lad in Scotland growing up watching these players, you know, one or two times a week in the Rangers Academy, and he's basing his game on these. Now we're going to go into different learning styles. I have got a bee buzzing around me, if you can hear it. He's trying to get in on the podcast, so there he goes. So children learn differently. Some players learn from doing. Some players learn from being told and instructed. Some players learn from watching. So kinesthetic learning. So that is seeing something. Don't quote me on this, it might not be quite right, people would be hating. Kinesthetic learning is seeing something and doing it. So, and doing it repeatedly. So Billy is seeing the way these Spanish players are playing, you know, how they receive the ball on the back foot, how they pivot, how they swivel away from people, how their first touch is immaculate. So he's seeing, and then when he's going into training, he's trying to be that player. I mean, to jump back to when I used to play, yeah, we've all done it. We all wanted to play like our favourite players. I mean, I remember I was obsessed with David Beckham growing up. You know, hairstyles, all this rubbish. And when he took a free kick or struck a ball, yeah, we used to do that arm movement where his arm goes right round, sort of 360 degree. He bends over, falls, almost breaks his ankle while he's hitting it. And, you know, I used to copy that. Now it's raining. Quite a nice background noise to the podcast. Bit of rain. I used to copy that. I used to go out and try and be David Beckham. Other times when I was a striker, I'd try and be Didier Drogba or Thierry Henry or whoever. And it's, you know, you learn from copying sometimes. Someone said to me on a coaching course, we're all magpies. Magpies are very clever and they copy things and they take things that they've seen away and do it in other places. So we're all magpies, we're all copying. Some people learn, like I said, visually, so they'll see it and try and replicate it. But with all that said, you have to have repetition. So it might be that Billy was working on certain skills, repetition of receiving on the back foot or something, but you have to have that in a game environment, that repetition, to progress. He has to have opposition players around him and he's in a tight area to receive and get out of there to progress his game to the next level. So it's important that not just working on skills, you're a coach and a player receiving on the back foot, you also have to put them in the situation where it is game realistic. Another thing that you can find out there is, it's called Billy Gilmore, A Day in the Life. So it focuses on him at the Chelsea Academy. He is talking about the work he's doing in the gym. He's trying it, you know, he knows he's quite slight. He's trying to bulk up a bit of strength. He talks about an IDP that he has, that the club have made for him. So that is an individual development plan. And he works through that weekly, daily, yearly. It gets assessed and changed as and when. And there's stuff on there, you know, like we've said, player focus, you know, who to copy and areas for him to focus on to improve, areas that they think he's really strong at, areas that are sort of half there and half not, that it need to be taken to the next level. Lots of things like that on there. So just a little insight into how players can pick an idol and try and mimic them. Now, I said at the start, why fit in when you can stand out? So essentially, why be what someone else is? But if that thing that you are copying is proven to be amazing, then okay, I can see that. Instead of it taking Billy maybe 6 or 7 years to figure out who he really was as a player, he sort of honed in on those Spanish players quite quickly, those Spanish midfielders, and realised, you know what, I like the way these guys play. I'm going to try and mould myself into a player like that. And you can see it on the pitch. As soon as he receives the ball, he can turn instantly. He already knows that nobody's behind him because he's been scanning. So scanning is looking over your shoulder. And his first thought is, can I break those lines and play forward? If he can't, he keeps it simple and retains possession. If he receives the ball and he can't turn, so he plays it back to a centre-back, he won't just think, well, my job is done. He will split, it will move, try and get away, find another hole of space to then receive again. He is essentially a Spanish-style player because he has copied and cloned how his idols have played. So it's just a little insight there of how you can try and help your players clone an idol and develop. So Billy did that sort of his own accord, and maybe his Rangers coaches. How could you as a coach help them find an idol? I mean, you've got two options, really. Number one, you can ask them who they like and say, okay, well, let's see if you can develop and play like him. Or two, if they're not really sure, you could say, well, I think you play quite like Kevin De Bruyne. So I'd like you to go home, watch him on YouTube, watch how he plays and what he does, how he defends, how he attacks, how he supports, how he is with his teammates. And you just get that understanding growing of watching and learning players and people's mannerisms. And you can grow great players. But if somebody wants to be themselves and just be free and just do whatever they want, that is also fine. I mean, one player who I used to love growing up supported a rival, played for a rival of Chelsea's, but I couldn't help but like him, and that was Robert Pires at Arsenal. I mean, if you think back to how he played, he had penguin feet. He ran very weird, almost like he had back problem. But, I mean, so unique, had his own style, and was really effective. Scored goals, got assists. He was a really unique player. Again, if he was not coming through the French street football academy scene, if he was in England, would he have made it as a footballer? I don't reckon he would have. I don't reckon there's any chance he would have. Coaches, you know, tracksuit coaches would have seen him and been like, nah, you look deformed, mate, I'm not having you. And they'd have just chucked him out. So there's food for thought there. Hope you've enjoyed it. Again, it's a short podcast. We will have guests coming on soon. I'm just sorting that, getting people's availability and whatnot. Thank you very much.